Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero now.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Yes, this is Thursday Arrow Podcast Talk Day. I'm all tongue-tied. Holy cow. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this November the 14th, 2013. Tonight, we will be talking about Episode 6 of Season 2, Keep Your Enemies Closer. Dun, dun, dun. It did live up to its name, and how can they top themselves? Now, I had a friend that asked me if I saw the episode. I'm like, duh, are you kidding me? I think at this point I even bleed green. But besides that, I told him, yes, I did see it. And he goes, this week was a little, I'm like, I'm get out of here. What are you writing? Obviously nothing. Get out of here. So definitely disagreed with my friend from work. Let's see who's on the phone line from area code 951. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. Keep your enemies closer.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Did you watch this week's episode?
Oh, yes. I sure did. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to watch it again. I'm tongue-tied, too.
How cool, Amanda Waller? Come on.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
You don't get better than that.
I know. She changed a little, but that's okay.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Do you remember her from Green Lantern? She was also there?
No.
Yeah. She was played by...
I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay.
No.
Okay, well, if you ever do, but I don't blame you that you haven't. But
okay.
Her character is in the movie, and it's played by, you know her too, the actress, Angela Bassett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Played her. A much older one. Not like this young vixen of a lady.
I know.
Tell us, what was your favorite, overall, what you thought about the episode, Keep Your Enemies Closer.
I mean, I have to watch it again. That's how much I like.
I'm with you. With his wife. Tweet
married,
me when you're about to start. Hey, we should do like a Twitter viewing party. Like, I guess when we watch it, we should all tweet each other and talk about the episode. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, but then you miss stuff because you look away from the TV.
I know, right? Well, then that's why you see it again.
I know.
That would be kind of cool. Okay, so, I'm with you. So tweet me when you're about to watch it. That way I can jump on my TV and watch it.
Okay.
That way we can both watch it. Yes, geez. I mean, there's so much that happened. Let's see who else is on the phone line here from area code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hey, man, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe, how's it going, sir?
For the record, I bleed red and blue, just to let you know.
Oh! I don't blame you, Joe. I don't blame you.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I was slightly disappointed with this episode. Not as good as the last ones we've had.
Yeah, you know, that's the rumor I'm getting. Yeah, a lot of people didn't really see what I saw or Regina saw.
Huh. I guess not.
I mean, I'm not knocking you guys. That's awesome.
No,
if you
no,
loved
we're,
it.
And we're not taking that either.
Mm-hmm.
But
like you said,
opening of the show, even my coworker said exactly what you said. He's like, "Don't get me wrong, they're all awesome, but this one fell off a little."
Yeah, I'd give it on a scale from 1 to 5. I'd give it a 2.5.
Okay, middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, I definitely want to hear what you have to say, sir. But let's go to you, Regina. Regina, tell us if you can. I know you have to watch it again. I know you already said that. But
mm-hmm.
if you could tell us, you know, one of your favorite scenes that stood out for you.
God, how about the whole episode?
Okay. And why?
No, actually, probably with Felicity and Oliver. When
you took mine. I was going to say that one because I love their little banter, the back and forth.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it makes me wonder, how much of that is of the writers, and, you know, sometimes they do a little improv.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think it's more writer than they're, you know, doing the little improv?
I think she's pretty good at it. It seems like she
seems like a little smart aleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that whole bunch of that she did, you know?
You're right.
The beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think she does a lot of her own, so.
All right. So you tell us in your own words, why do you like that scene between Oliver and Felicity?
Well, that both of their facial expressions were like right on. You know? It's like,
right? It's
you
like
felt
they
for
can
them.
Bring some like sexiness to comedy in a split second.
And to heartbreak. You know, when she found out that girl stayed overnight, it's like, dang.
Yeah, but, you know, she'll come around. I'm sure if there's an opportunity.
I know. I'm
very
waiting for
cool.
it.
I know, right? Let's see, from 609, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
It's Francesco.
Hey, Francesco, how's it going, sir?
Not bad, how are you?
Good, good, good. We are talking about this week's episode, Keeps Your Enemy Closer. First thoughts on that?
Well, I'm actually new to the Arrow TV show. I started watching the first season on Netflix maybe a week ago, but with my work, it's kind of hard to, like, see them consecutively. So I've been trying to catch up as much as I can. Right now I'm on the fourth episode, which is, like, the one where, like, that guy was wrongly accused for, like, some murder or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. No.
Which
one's
that,
where,
Joe?
I don't remember the name, but I know which one he's talking about.
Actually, it's the one where they're...
Oh!
I'm actually past that one. It's the one where they go to his house to, like, I guess, arrest him. It's the one right after that one where they...
So
I'm up there, but... It was hard for me to catch on to it, but then I started watching it, and it was kind of bringing me into that, like, Smallville. Smallville world.
See, we're already in the zone. We're a few episodes in front of you, so we're already in the zone. We know that feeling. It's almost like a little crackhead, like a little crackhead, you know, a little addiction vibe going.
Yeah.
Not that I know how crack feels when you take it, but...
Maybe somebody in Toronto, Canada knows what you're talking about.
But you know what's really cool? Like, I'm already into the fifth episode, and I really like his bodyguard. For some reason, I'm really I like his bodyguard. He seems like really a really cool guy. Yeah,
Diggle. Yeah,
yeah, he's awesome. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh yeah, you're gonna learn to love him.
Yeah,
now,
you're gonna love him, man.
How do you feel right now about Tommy?
Oh, his. What do you mean, his buddy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, his old
what's
friend.
His, what's his code name? Doesn't he have like a weird name?
No,
Merlin.
Does he? No, just
Merlin.
Peeping Tom, maybe.
Oh, Merlin. Yeah, isn't it Merlin? Tommy's Merlin, right?
Yeah, Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, his last name is, but I don't recall Oliver calling him Merlin.
No,
but in the comic books, that's what it is.
I don't know.
Oh,
he's sketchy to me. He's sketchy to me.
Oh.
But
I'll find out.
Very cool.
See the end.
But what I'll do is I'll call you guys.
Yeah, so let me tell you the finale.
No, I'll call you guys during Smallville. I'll call you guys during Smallville Talk because I'm at the Walmart because my sister-in-law wants me to wait for her to go get her boyfriend a PS4. So.
Is it coming out tonight?
Yeah, and guess what? There was like 20 people online. And there was 20 people online, and they let them all line up. And then, like, after waiting for 2.5 hours, they told them, oh, we only have 7 that are not pre-ordered. So, like, a bunch of people walked off the line because they only had 7. And my sister-in-law was number 6.
Oh,
wow.
I know, lucky. I know. It's crazy. But I'll call you guys.
How much are they going for?
What? I don't even know. I think it's like 4-something. But I'm more of an Xbox kind of guy. I'm more Xbox.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of both, but it's hard. But if you would ask me, I'm an Xbox.
Listen, you got to
get
Xbox.
You know what,
though? It's connected to a lot of things, and it's the online is so much better.
PlayStation gets more of the exclusive DC stuff, Francesco. Don't forget
that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's why I have it. Yeah, that's why I have it.
Yeah. But all right, I'll let you guys go. Continue your Arrow talk. I didn't mean to, like, barge into it. But all right,
cool.
Hopefully I catch up. I'll be part of the regular schedule. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Sweet.
Bye.
Bye.
Such a nice guy. All right.
He's awesome.
He's gone. Yeah. All right, Joe, let's hear from you. Your favorite scene of tonight's episode, Keep Your Enemies Closer.
Dude, I'm sorry to say I really don't have one. If I'm just going to pick anything because I wasn't really too happy with the episode. I'm gonna say probably if I absolutely had to pick one, it would be the banter back and forth between Felicity and Oliver. I really think he should go for it. I really think he should pursue her.
Yeah, but you know, in the comic book, who she falls for, right? Or actually marries, not falls for.
I don't know. Tell me.
Oh, it is a big spoiler, and I hope he has a cameo, because that would be awesome!
What's his name, right? Firestorm! Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes, Felicity Smoke marries Firestorm. And if you don't remember, do you guys remember Saturday morning, the superpower, adventure, whatever, superpowers?
Yeah. I doubt they'll adapt that, man. I highly doubt they'll adapt that to the TV show.
But that would be so cool if he had a little cameo. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that would. Of course. The more cameos, the better.
Yes. If you're going to exploit CW for a DC universe buildup, why not? Why stop there? Just do it.
Wait for the Flash to show up.
You know what?
I know.
I'm a little scared.
How cool. And it is going to be Barry Allen, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Barry Allen, the original Flash.
I remember that one.
Not the original.
Well, to me, he's the one that's a part of the original Justice League.
Yeah.
He's a part of the original Justice League. It's Barry Allen.
What age group is he? The Golden Age? Or the
Barry
silver.
Allen? He's silver. Barry Allen is silver.
Silver, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I always forget
silver.
The name of the Golden Age Flash. He wasn't even
a
part of the
with the tin hat.
Yeah, before they revamped him. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the Golden Age is pretty much the new 52. You know?
What do you mean?
Revamping these old characters and giving them life and the new life. Imagine the fans of The Flash, and then you see this guy with the red cap all of a sudden. You're like, what? Why would they do that? You need the wings to fly, to run fast. And now he has like a red suit all over himself. All you see is his mouth and his eyes. Imagine the shocker to the fans then.
Yeah, and the people in the 40s, the 50s, It's kind of like the reaction we got when they redid the New 52. People were pissed about Superman's new suit, and it just makes sense that he doesn't have the red underwear.
And also Wonder Woman had a little revamp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. It looks good. It looks better.
I'm okay.
I like the change. Yeah.
I'm okay. I love, you know, change is good. A lot of times some people just want to stick to characters in one form when they could just evolve with the times.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks for sharing, Joe. Of course, Regina, you took my favorite, just the banter back and forth. So,
can I ask a question, too? Can I throw one out there?
Yeah,
after?
Go ahead. Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
What scene was the one where you're like, this did not just happen? You know, okay, I tell you mine. Mine was when Diggle had to work with that shot. I was like, are you kidding me? This
wait, how do you use
happening.
What?
When he had to work with Deadshot.
Oh, Deadshot, yes.
Yes. Yeah, so
yeah.
I was like, you're kidding me, you know?
Okay, well, you want to hear my scene is when Thea breaks up with Roy. I'm like, really?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go again.
that was your favorite scene?
No. It was one of those scenes where, huh?
Oh, you're
is this really happening?
Your disbelief scene.
Pretty much.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Hold on. Give me a few seconds.
And don't say the whole episode either.
I want to say the whole episode because the more I think about it, I want to give it a lower. I want to give it a lower score, so don't make me think about it too much.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, yeah.
Let's watch it again, Joe. Joe, let's watch it again.
Okay, yeah. Oh, for sure. I'll watch it again.
Let's give it one more try,
maybe I missed some things.
Yeah, maybe you were a little cranky that night.
I don't know, man. You know what I didn't like was the whole Rush thing. I didn't like that.
Yeah, from Russia with Love, come on.
Yeah, I wasn't digging that.
And the dig, come on.
Oh, pun intended, yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that they would be working together? Seriously.
I know, yeah.
And I know, okay, hey, we need to make the title interesting. So let's do this in the scene. Keep your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, play on words. This episode was really play on words.
You know what? Maybe it's just a mind thing because last episode was so excellent. I guess I was expecting more out of this one. And it wasn't necessarily a bad episode. I just felt like it didn't top the last one or the last two, at least.
No, well, you make
so
a great point.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily bad. It just kind of went not downhill, but it was toned down. You know, it was more toned down from the last few.
I think it concentrated more on Diggles than anybody else in this episode.
I did like that aspect.
So.
Well, this, I mean, you're right. It all depends on the writer, too, as well. What was I going to say? Like this writer, you know, the writer for the tonight this week's episode, he wrote, his name is Ben Skolowski, and he wrote Vertigo, which was one of my, you know, pretty good favorites, and also Burned.
Mm-hmm.
Burned was okay. I mean, it was a fireman, right?
Yeah.
And then Damaged, if you guys remember that.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it all depends, you know, what the writer, you know, intended to do. Or maybe do you think it falls also on the director? I mean, maybe he could have shot it differently to make it more appealing. Or maybe it was the acting. No, just kidding.
No.
No, we love our actors, Stephen Amell, Katie Cassidy, David Ramsey. Come on, everybody say it with me. Willa Holland, huh? All right, so let's see. I think we, you know, we talked a great deal of the way Felicity and Oliver have this, you know, every episode, we kind of look for those gems, or is it just me? Regina, do you look for those gems?
No, I do. I wait for them.
I do. Me too. What about you, Joe?
What gems are you speaking of? Like little cameos or something?
No. Like you're looking for that banter between Oliver and Felicity.
Oh, yeah, dude, because I really think they would make a great couple. I would like to see them. I would like to see a little relationship between them in the TV show. And that says a lot because I'm not really one for relationships in TV show, but I know there has to be character development, so I think it is essential to the story. And with all that said, I really would like to see them two, those two, have some sort of, dating or something like that. It would be nice.
Now, here's my thing. If we do the whole Lois Lane and Clark Kent right away, does that ruin it? Or should they drag it out like they did in Smallville?
That would
you
be
know,
10 years
dude.
From now.
I know, right? We got 8 more years to go.
we'll be wrapping up in 2023.
Oh my gosh, I would be so old. I'll be so old. I'll be telling my grandchildren, I need to go do my podcast.
I would be like, hey, Stu's, come on, man. Can we do the podcast before 8? I got to be in bed by 6.
You
got
to be in bed.
And then I start to nap on the podcast.
Oh, gosh. That's
Can
hilarious.
You imagine?
Turn your hearing aid up.
Another 10 years. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
No, it's got to be in this season.
Yeah.
So. Regina already wants it now. It's got to be.
Yeah, I want it now.
Don't drag it out. Now, do you think if they drag it out, do you think that might kill the energy between them?
Probably. At
no.
some point, if I will. Well, they can't drag it out for too long.
That's true. I hope. But maybe because they see the popularity on social media, do you think maybe the writers, which I know they're watching, you know, what people say, with their Green Arrow Writers Room account, which they follow us, or I guess, you know, when I say us, I mean, you know, the Smallville Talk podcast. They follow, not the Smallville, the Arrow Talk podcast. They follow that,
you?
So that's pretty cool. So, yeah, time... Yeah, if you look at the people following me on the Twitter account, you'll see one of them is the Green Arrow Writers Room. So
do you tweet the podcast that we record on your Twitter?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let me just say this: if they're listening,
the floor
three,
is yours.
Please.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I wanted to say. Bring on Ben Affleck as Batman in season 3. That would be a genius idea.
There you go, writers.
CW.
And give you credit, or are you just anonymous?
Well, I'll take credit for it. The whole Arrow Talk podcast.
There you go. Share the wealth.
That's right.
Let's see. Amanda Waller, do you think it was a good start for introducing this character that has been in the Smallville universe, also in the Green Lantern universe, and
Pam Grier,
I'm sure she's been in a couple others.
In Smallville, right? Pam Grier.
Pam Grier, yes, yes,
yeah.
A much older, Amanda Waller, which I don't mind. And I don't mind, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's supposed to be this heavy-set African-American, and she is nowhere near. And I'm like, really?
I think Pam Grier was better.
You like the older, you know, to me, she was a lot more sinister rather than like, oh, she's just, you know, trying for the better good or whatever. But no, it kind of, it felt. Just the way she looks or carries herself, I think
more
it was great.
More threatening.
And wouldn't it be cool to just have her in every, you know, they could borrow her from Smallville, and then Man of Steel could have her, and then, you know, she would be like having, she would be the Samuel Jackson, you know what I mean, connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but you know, obviously not to work together, but you know,
yeah.
But just
yeah,
the awareness
exactly
that she's
saying
out there.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I'm
that'd
sure
cool
a lot of people are telling me they're like, no. So the actress, I'm going to try to get her name because she was really good. There you go. Cynthia Adia Robinson. Really cool character. I'm always a big fan of Amanda Waller. It kind of gives you a glimpse like they're dipping in into the DC universe, which is always cool. Go ahead.
It's so rich, man. They need to dip into the DC universe. They're so rich with characters. They need to pull
right
more than just the first and second tier characters. They need to dip further into the pot, I think.
Yeah, and she was featured this past year in Star Trek Into Darkness. And she did the Vampire Diaries, and now she's on this CW show, Arrow. Let's see, do they have her appearing more than one episode? Penguin, Bird of Prey.
You know who I found myself missing?
Huh?
I found myself missing Detective Lance and Laurel. They were not really, they weren't in this episode at all, were they?
I don't remember. Do you remember, Regina?
Detective Lance was in the beginning because he arrested.
Oh yeah.
What Roy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but
I guess I just
Katie Cassidy wasn't in it. No.
I guess I just missed
okay
her presence on the show. It feel I don't know what it is. I really do like their characters.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, the detective, now policeman, Lance, he definitely grew on me. At first I'm like, what? Now he's like the cop that doesn't get it, doesn't know who he is. All some of the times when he's standing right in front of him, he could just flip the switch and you can see it's Oliver. But
yeah.
But
a gust of wind could come by and knock his hood off, and it never happens. Could you imagine that? He's on the rooftop, and a gust of wind comes by and knocks his hood off, and he's like, pretend like you didn't see that, Detective Lance, and he's like, oh, trust me, I saw nothing.
That would be cool too. Exactly. All right. Well, we're out of time. How cool is that? We were just talking about a great episode, Keep Your Enemies Closer. This is the Arrow Talk Podcast. We're going to wrap up the show now, so give us your shout-out. Let's go to you, Regina.
Well, I missed everybody that didn't call in today, and I really enjoyed that episode, and I'm looking forward to next week.
Yay! Awesome! All right, Joe from Krypton.
I'm just looking forward to next week as well. Hopefully it's a lot better, the next episode.
Wow, they really let you down, huh?
Oh, no, I don't think every episode can be gold, so they get a pass.
Yeah, yeah. Strike one, as they like to say it in the sports.
Yeah.
All right,
exactly.
You've been listening to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and also for our listeners out there like Mary Beth and Chris from Candor and Athena and Lauren from EEA TV. Just want to give them those shout outs, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.